Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast, episode 22. I'm your host, Bob Baker. And if you are a fan of Ernest Holmes or his book, The Science of Mind, I think you'll really enjoy this. If you've ever attended a Center for Spiritual Living, those spiritual centers were originally founded by Ernest Holmes and his followers many years ago. And even if you're not familiar with Ernest or the Science of Mind, I know you'll still love the affirmations in this featured recording. A couple quick things before we get to that. I want to remind you again about a campaign, a project that my girlfriend Pookie and I have going called Post-It Love Notes. And we're attempting to get hundreds, even thousands of people around the world to leave small words of encouragement written on Post-It notes at random public places around the globe. There's no cost to participate. It's super easy. You just write words of encouragement like, I believe in you. You can do this. You are beautiful. You are enough. Just short phrases, 3, 4, 5 words. Write them on Post-It notes. And as you go about your day, leave them in random public places. A grocery store, a public library, a bank, maybe a public restroom. Don't leave too many of them in any one location. We don't want to be a nuisance for anyone. But the whole idea is to have complete strangers, and you'll probably never have any idea who discovers them, but for people to just stumble upon these things and brighten their day. To find out the details about that and how to send your photos of your Post-It Love Notes, go to postitlovenotes.com. It's all one word, postitlovenotes.com. We would love for you to join us in this campaign, in this project, as Lord knows the world needs it now more than ever. And did you also know that you can get 6 free MP3 downloads of some of my favorite guided meditations and affirmations? It's real easy to get them. Just go to my website at bobbakerinspiration.com. You'll quickly see a link to get the 6 free downloads. Just enter your name and email, then click the confirmation link in an email that you'll be initially sent, and then you'll get those free downloads. And I'll also keep you updated by email every week with my latest YouTube videos, podcasts, and so on. All right, let's get to the featured recording, which was inspired by Ernest Holmes. I actually took some of my favorite affirmations of his. They're often called spiritual mind treatments, and I recorded them using my voice, of course. So please listen and enjoy, and I'll see you again on the next episode. Ready for some powerful, positive morning affirmations? Well, look no further than Dr. Ernest Holmes. In 1926, he published the first edition of a book called The Science of Mind. He was an early leader in the New Thought and self-help movement. Over the years, Ernest Holmes wrote many affirmative prayers, also known as spiritual mind treatments. In this recording, I will recite a collection of my favorites. There's no need to repeat these affirmations back to yourself. Just listen and let these powerful declarations wash over you. And know they represent the truth of who you are. Take a breath, get centered, and let's begin. Good and more good is mine. An ever-increasing good is mine. There is no limit to the good which is mine. Everywhere I go, I see this good. I feel it. I experience it. It presses itself against me, flows through me, expresses itself in me, and multiplies itself around me. Sit with those thoughts for a moment. Let those words sink in. I expect everything I do to prosper. I enthusiastically expect success. I let good flow into my experience. I am seeing good in every direction I look. I am looking forward to more good. Just bask in the glow of those statements for a moment. I know there is a spiritual center within me which is perfect. Every doubt is being converted into certainty. Fear is being converted into faith. I have an abiding sense of happiness and peace. I am the very essence of peace. I have an inward confidence in my oneness with good. I rest in sublime trust. If you can, visualize that in your mind's eye. Today, I expect every good thing to come to me. I know that divine abundance is forever manifesting itself in my affairs. I am keeping my whole mind, thought, and expectation open to new experiences, to happier events, to a more complete self-expression. Everything that belongs to spirit, I accept. Everything that partakes of the nature of divine reality, I claim as my own. Sit with those affirmations and really feel them. I identify with success, and I prosper in everything I do. As I give thanks for the good now flowing into my life, I gladly share that good with others. The more I give, the more I receive. I experience a deeper consciousness of peace and security. I know that I am in the embrace of a warm, loving presence forever seeking an outlet through me. sit with those thoughts for a moment. I am worthy of and entitled to more good. I give myself permission to accept and express more good. And so it is. Powerful stuff, isn't it? There's a reason Dr. Holmes' books and message are still being read and appreciated today, some 60 years after his passing. It's because they speak the truth. You can manifest good. You can experience love, joy, abundance, health, and a whole array of positive things if you believe you can have them and take inspired action to experience them. And that's my wish for you, to know you deserve it and to make time every day to focus the power of your mind on what you want. This is Bob Baker of BobBakerInspiration.com. Have an amazing day. So long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to BobBakerInspiration.com to get it. That's BobBakerInspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down, how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at BobBakerInspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.